Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I like to applaud you for taking the time out of the busyness of your life to consciously come into communion with the ground of being God in us as us. This morning, the theme for our Sunday Soul is Questing for Peace. The 21st of September is the day that has been designated by the United Nations as World Peace Day. Humans have had peace out of its 3,000, nearly 500 years plus of history of 268 years. That's like 8% of recorded history. And I believe that we have to find peace within ourselves if we are to have peace within our world. And peace is never a one-time thing. It's not that we can have peace in this moment and it will last forever. Peace is a daily, moment-to-moment choice we have to make, to choose peace over annoyance, to choose peace over frustration, to choose peace over anger, to choose peace over whatever the emotion that is vying for your attention and for your investment in. A friend of mine, when I sent out the affirmations for the week, had texted me to say that he was having a stressful time. It had been a horrendous week, and that particular day, Friday, had been exceptionally challenging. And so when he received the affirmations, he immediately read Friday's. And Friday said, I allow myself to experience peace in everything I do. And he texted me to say, how can I experience peace in everything I do when it's so frustrating and challenging? And I replied back, that we have to respond with what I call spiritual indifference. That's a spiritual neutrality where you do not allow yourself to get invested in whatever it is that is happening. Whether your work colleagues are annoying you, whether your friends are neglecting you, or whatever it is. We have a choice whether we choose to invest our emotion in it, or whether we choose to be divinely indifferent. It is always up to us. I recognized for myself a long time ago, and sometimes it is still challenging to practice it, that do I want to choose peace or do I want to be right? And that is the thing that is always going to be our option. Do I want to be at peace? Do I want to be angry? Do I want to be at peace? Do I want to be right? Do I want to be at peace? Do I want to have the last word? It is always a choice that we are consciously having to choose. And so therefore, my beloved, I believe that we are continuously questing for peace in our lives, to find peace within our experiences, to find peace with each other, so that we can bring peace out into the world. The United Nations have set aside a particular day, but I honestly believe that there is no one particular day that we should set aside, but it is every day we should be conscious of trying to live peace-filled and peaceful. I love the quote that I shared yesterday by Mahagoshananda, who says, when you make peace with yourself, you make peace with the world. It is, I believe, our individual responsibility to cultivate peace as a way of being. Yes, I acknowledge there will be times when you will be frustrated, when you will be challenged, when you will feel anything but peaceful. But as I said to my friend, we'll always have the opportunity to practice, practice, practice. My short story is entitled Portrait of Peace. Once there was a king who offered to give a prize to an artist who could best paint a depiction of peace. Many artists decided to participate and sent the king their masterpieces. Among the various masterpieces, one picture was of a calm lake closely resembling peacefully towering snow-capped mountains where a blue sky with fluffy clouds were overhead. The picture was exemplary. Most of those who viewed the paintings of peace from different artists thought that this painting was the best among all others. But the king had another winner in mind. To the crowd's surprise, the picture that won was of a mountain too, but what was more plain and rugged than the other piece? The sky was shady and looked angry because there was lightning. It was exactly the opposite of what peace should look like. The others thought that maybe the artist submitted a wrong painting, showing storms rather than peace. What others didn't notice was that if you looked more closely at the painting, there is a tiny bush growing in the cracks of a rock. In the bush, there is a nest built by a mother bird. And in the midst of the stormy weather, the bird sits peacefully on her nest. In that specific portrait, it was depicted that in the presence of all the turmoil, there is still someone who can be calm in his or her heart. Understanding this story is a reflection and a reminder that real peace comes from within. And it's not what's going on around you, what's happening to you, the circumstances or in the environment that's dictating it. And that's what we need to accept and believe and recognize in order to experience a sense of peace. We need to also recognize and see things from a new perspective. Everyone looking at that story could only see the things immediately that was in front of them and disregarded what was so small but yet was there, the bird on her nest sitting calm and peacefully whilst the storm was raging. It was a reminder how Jesus was asleep in the boat whilst the disciples were struggling to keep the boat afloat whilst there was a storm going on. To them, all they could see was the storm. All they could experience was the waves lashing around the boat as it bobbed up and down. But to Jesus, he knew that he rested in the peace, the perfect peace of God, the peace that passes all human understanding. and could sleep. Also, there's this recognition as the little bird, the mother bird, sat on the nest, is recognizing that there are things that are beyond your control. There are some things you cannot alter or change or impact. And instead of panicking or reacting, you can choose peace, just as she chose peace to remain calm, sitting on her nest waiting for the storm to pass. Recognize what you can control, what you have choice over, and what is beyond what you can do. The other thing that this story is a reminder and a teacher of is that if we only see things from a slightly jaded viewpoint or a negative viewpoint, then that's what we're going to experience. People looked at this picture and saw only the darkness of the threatening skies and the lightning, and immediately they jumped to the conclusion that something was off, that something was wrong. If you can only look with a narrow negative view, then that's what you're going to experience throughout. It is, my beloved, incumbent upon every one of us to look beyond whatever the appearance of something is and to find your peace, irrespective of whether others are peaceful around you. I know that this time has been quite a contentious time with the passing of the Queen. For many, it is a time of tragedy, and for some, it is not. And many people have got into arguments over this. But it's, again, it's the choice to allow yourself to be at peace with people's opinions, or whether you want to lose that peace and get caught up in the trying to persuade, trying to get them to see your point of view. And I realize that throughout COVID and the lockdowns and even now, as I mentioned, people will have polar viewpoints. Your peace is lost when you are trying to convince them of yours because you believe yours is right. Jesus wasn't forcing his views, his opinions, his teachings on anyone. He shared them freely and authentically from the truth he knew within himself. Whether you wanted to believe what he was saying or not was entirely up to you. We know the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law resented and rejected what he had to say, what he had to share. It didn't stop truth being the truth, though. Just as how people thought the world was flat so many, many hundreds of years ago, it didn't change the truth that the world was round. Or that people believed that the earth was the center and the sun and the moon rotated round it. Do not lose your peace trying to convince people of your viewpoint. Do not lose your peace trying to be the winner in an argument. Do not lose your peace in trying to have the last word. Do not lose your peace because your ego wants to take you off in a totally different direction. We have to learn to find our peace in this ever-changing world, with the experiences and circumstances that are challenging and with all that is going on. We have to find peace when we're bombarded on social media or the mainstream media with news or viewpoints that are one-sided or that are depressing or that are negative or that are whatever. We have to be questing continuously for the peace. The peace that our teacher promised us was there. He said, "My peace I give unto you, not as the world gives it, give I unto you, but my peace, my perfect peace, that passes all human understanding. I want to share several sacred texts with you this morning from various traditions. The Buddhist Tejavit Sutta says, he brings together those who are divided. He encourages those who are friendly. He is a peacemaker, a lover of peace, impassioned for peace, a speaker of words that make for peace. Judaism in the Zohar Leviticus says, God is peace, his name is peace, and all is bound together in peace. Colossians 3:15 says, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and be thankful. 1 Timothy 2:1-2 says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people and to ask God to help them, to intercede on their behalf and give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, that we can live peaceful and quiet lives marked by godliness and dignity. And finally, Lao Tzu says, if you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present. All of these require us to be conscious of where we are in our head, in our hearts, in our minds. To make the decision to choose peace over whatever. Whatever the circumstances, whatever the experience. To recognize that if you are brooding over what has been, you're in the past. If you're anxious about what might come, you're worrying about the future. But if you're here in the present moment, you know that you are choosing peace. You have the opportunity to choose peace over and over again. My poem is entitled Finding Peace. Peace is when you feel at ease within your skin, in your own body. Peace is when you close your eyes and exhale out all your worries. Peace is when you hold your love against the cold of the winter nights. Peace is when you hear song of crickets in the otherwise silent air. Peace is when you could sleep without the occurrence of nightmares. Peace is when you see a flower and analyze the vibrancy of its colors. Peace is when someone thanks you, for you have been good to them. Peace is when you genuinely smile without a care of those glaring eyes. Peace is when you greet a friend, even though you have quarreled. Peace is when you invoke your soul to shed away the weights it carries. Peace is when you cook a stew or curry and its aroma wafts into your nostrils. Peace is whenever you feel at peace. Peace is when I look into the mirror without sneering at my own reflection. Peace is when I could do something, get a feeling of activity in those stationary days. Peace is when I get to go outside and breathe the same air as others. Peace is when I find a song, long lost, with the voice of which I adjoin my voice. Peace is when I realize something, a solution, though temporary, but there. Peace is when I receive a message from someone across the ocean. Peace is when that someone asks me how I am, even though we have never met. Peace is when I find a piece of art beckoning me to gape at it. Peace is when I solve a puzzle, for I see myself in a positive light. Peace is when I read someone's writing and get caught into the web of those words. Peace is when I write a few letters and punctuation, dissolving my entirety into them. Peace is whenever I forget about this life. I wish you a piece of peace for me and some more for you. My science of mind reading is entitled The Quest for Peace. The first quote comes from Wangari Maathai. There comes a time when humanity is called to shift to a new level of consciousness. That time is now. The second quote comes from Ernest Holmes. It's up to you. Prayer is essential, not to the salvation of the soul, for the soul is never lost, but to the conscious well-being of the soul that does not understand itself. The author writes, I was on a deep search to find the place where peace resides. I thought it was found in prayer, so I embraced prayer each day, just to find that as the day went along, this peace went away. Someone told me that peace was found in a meditative state. Following this advice, I spent time in meditation each morning after I awakened. I tapped into peace, but only for a few minutes. That peace seemed to cease once my mind returned to the habitual thoughts I think. Still searching, I thought perhaps peace could be found in a deep nature retreat. Following this idea, I would hike up mountains, sit next to rivers, and listen to ocean waves, waiting for this state of internal peace to finally be reached. Nature brought with it a calming and centering state, but this peace in nature wasn't mine to take. I would open books, hoping to find a few sentences that would open up a world of peace within, but only so much could be gained from the written words of human beings. Perplexed at this fleeting peace, I started to think it was out of reach. It was then I realized that I believed my inner peace was I believed that my inner peace was at the mercy of my thoughts. Recalling where my quest had taken me, into prayer, meditation, nature retreats, and countless books, I finally understood that peace is found only in the stillness of each moment that I far too often overlooked. I appreciate what the author shared, and a great reminder that peace is found in each moment. Whilst we can do all the things that she did and more, ultimately, peace is a choice. A choice we make over and over, in each experience, in each challenge, in each encounter. We get to choose peace. So if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we enter into a sacred silence, where we shut out the outer world of distractions. The outer world that is vying for our attention. The outer world where the ego likes to dictate our thoughts, feelings, emotions. And we bring our attention into the inner world of spirit. First, we place our attention on our breath, remembering the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." We allow ourselves to be fully conscious of the breath of life that we are breathing in as it renews, restores, and replenishes. So as we take three deep breaths in, let us be cognizant and conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life. Inhale. Lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of life itself. Inhale. Hold. For our final deep breath, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly release. As always, we like to honor the temple of God and honor within every organ and the function of our physical body temple. So place your attention into that organ of the heart, that wonderful instrument that pumps the life-giving blood around your body. Your heart needs love and appreciation. Truly, cardiovascular disease is the greatest killer in humans. So take time to cherish and give thanks for the incredible work that the heart does without you consciously instructing it. And now as you inhale, affirm, this is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys. Take a moment to give thanks and acknowledge the work that your kidneys, as they eliminate the waste and the toxic substances out of the body. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now bring your attention to your liver. This wonderful organ is the largest in the body. It's able to repair itself. Take a moment to acknowledge the work that the liver does as it detoxifies the blood and combats infection. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Now bring your attention to the lungs and give thanks for the work it does as it brings in the air and the atmosphere and extracts the oxygen from it. That passes round through the bloodstream. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out sadness. place your attention now on your stomach. Give thanks for how the stomach stores and mixes and breaks down food that gives you the energy that you need. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Take a moment now to acknowledge all of the systems in the body, the systems that are acting, supporting, functioning without you giving any thought to it. The skeletal, the nervous, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the cardiovascular, the circulatory, the urinary, the integumentary, the reproductive, the digestive system. All these systems operating, all these systems carrying on the work and the duty without you being aware. Take time now to affirm. The divine within me is wholeness. And my mind reflects this wholeness into every organ, every function, every action, every reaction of my physical being. Renewing it after the perfect pattern, the Christ within me. And take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. As always, you're invited to include anything and anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. As we come into this conscious union with the divine, the source of all that is, the absolute mystery that is right where we are, that is everywhere present, at every point in space and time. We know that there is nowhere where God is not. In the midst of the storms of our life, God is always present. In the midst of every challenging situation, God is always present. In our highs, in our lows, God is always present. Divine beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into communion with you this morning, surrendering everything and anything that robs us of our peace, let us recognize that questing for peace is an ongoing moment-to-moment challenge that we all face, choice we all have to make, whether we want peace or we want whatever the situation or condition or experience is to dominate us. Our teacher told us that we were to choose peace, that we were to allow peace, the perfect peace, to be within us, to express through us. It is only when we are aligned with peace that healing, wholeness, and perfect and right expression can manifest through us. These things cannot be manifest through stress and worry, through anger and bitterness. We need peace for our well-being, our mental, emotional, spiritual, physical well-being. So let us recognize every moment and every moment is an opportunity to choose peace. To choose peace when we hear upsetting news. To choose peace when we see things that are disturbing. To choose peace when we are being annoyed and frustrated. Mother, Father, God, there is so much that is happening across our world. From storms to earthquakes to fires to floods to droughts. to food scarcity, conflict and wars, it seems endless, a never-ending list to which we have to leave before your throne of grace. For only as we surrender to you can we know that there is a healing, that there is a deliverance, that there is an ending to all that is happening. Let us come into the awareness that we have to find peace in ourselves, that we can extend peace into our world. At this time, I would like to hold all those that are grieving the loss of their loved ones. Tens of thousands of people die every day, leaving behind friends, family, that mourn their absence. At this time, we remember the Queen and her family and the nation as it grieves her passing. But we know that ultimately, as we shed this physical form, our spirit, which has been on loan from you, returns back to the source of life, the source of all that is, your eternal presence. We ask that those that are mourning the loss of loved ones, that their hearts and minds be comforted in the awareness that life and love is eternal, that their loved ones live on within their hearts. May we all accept and recognize that we are here in service to you, to express the life that you have given us so unconditionally, for the love that you have centered in our hearts so that we can share love in our world. Let us know that we are in service to you in everything that we do, and may we do so humbly, with humility and with surrender. Mother, Father, God, for our leaders, for our governments, we ask that you bless them with the infinite and divine wisdom that comes from you, that they will govern the people wisely, justly, equally. Whilst humanity seems to have experienced peace for only a short period of time in its recorded history, let us choose individually to do our part to have peace within ourselves and bring peace to our world. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands together as if in prayer and affirm, I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms down, and affirm, I am continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist reflections. I seem to be having an issue this morning. So wherever you are, affirm and repeat out loud for yourself. our science and mind affirmation. I'm eternally connected to the stillness of this moment. In this stillness, I am peace. Our Buddhist reflection. If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them. And I ask forgiveness if I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God, within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God, within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God, within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God, within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in as I share our rumination for this morning. If I can find where I put it. Oh. Rumi says, peaceful is the one who's not concerned with having more or having less. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. As always, we'll have our 10 of 10 on Thursday. And my closing benediction. Deep peace of the running wave to you. Deep peace of the flowing air to you. Deep peace of the quiet earth to you. Deep peace of the shining stars to you. Deep peace of the Sun of Peace. My closing song this morning is by Phil Joel, entitled Peace. Enjoy.
Thank you.
That was Phil Joel and Peace. I wish you a happy Sunday. Peace and blessings.